Republicans in the House of Representatives have added to their majority, winning a special election in Virginia yesterday. Randy Forbes, a 49-year-old state senator, defeated another state senator, Democrat Louise Lucas, in the contest to fill the seat vacated by the death of Congressman Norman Sisitsky, a Democrat. It was a seat for which both national parties fought hard, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
When Vice President Cheney, campaigning for Randy Forbes earlier this month, was asked if the race in Virginia's 4th Congressional District was a referendum on the Bush administration, his answer was to the point.
Well, I would hope if it is a referendum that it'll be an overwhelming victory for Randy Forbes.
It may not have been overwhelming, but Cheney got his wish yesterday, and Republicans are breathing a bit easier for it. Their candidate, Randy Forbes, won 52% of the vote, opposed to 48% for Louise Lucas. The win was important for Republicans, who lost control of the Senate after the defection of Vermont's Jim Jeffords. The party spent an estimated $3.5 million in the special election, half a million alone coming from the Republican National Committee, whose chairman, Jim Gilmore, is Virginia's governor. Gilmore called Forbes' victory a monumental win that will help Republicans build momentum going into the 2002 elections. Forbes said his win will help make sure that the president's agenda gets a fair shake. He got a phone call from Mr. Bush congratulating him last night. Democrats downplayed the result, saying it would have been historic if Lucas, an African-American woman, had won. In the words of Representative Nita Lowey, the Democrats' congressional campaign chairman, this was a local race and will only impact local voters. Still, despite an intensive effort by Democrats to get out the vote, Republicans did a better job. Political analyst Stu Rothenberg says it would be a mistake to read too much into the outcome of one special election.
This was a southern congressional district with a white majority, and basically the Republicans got their vote out. They succeeded in painting Democrat Lucas as a liberal Democrat, and that was enough to defeat her. But I don't see any implications for national politics, and I don't see any indication that this has any predictive value for 2002 or 2004.
There was an undercurrent of racial politics in the campaign in a district that is nearly 40% black. Republicans pounced on a mailing sent out by the Democrats to African-American voters, charging the just-signed tax cut will provide no relief for poor minority families. The Lucas campaign quickly disassociated itself from the flyer and called on Forbes to denounce racially insensitive comments made by one of his supporters. There were other issues, including Social Security, but analyst Rothenberg says mostly this race was about turnout.
Well, there's no question that both national parties spent money, resources, the devoted personnel to the race, but this contest really was about the candidates and turnout, and that made it much more a local issue rather than a national one.
Lucas's loss shows how difficult it is for an African-American Democrat to win a racially mixed district in the South. With Forbes' win, Republicans have a 12-seat advantage over Democrats in the House, 222 to 210. Brian Naylor, NPR News.